Find out what everyone will be talking about with Coffee Talk. Let's see what we have today.
It's all brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. And according to a new survey by Johns Hopkins University, Americans are eating less meat. Two-thirds of respondents reported eating less meat, especially red and processed meat, over the past 3 years. And most people who are cutting back said that they're cutting back on meat for health reasons or to save some money. That makes sense. But I will never eat less meat because it's delicious. So if anybody doesn't want to eat their meat, I guess I'll take it from you. You can just continue eating that salad if you want. But maybe it's a good thing. Maybe not eating meat and gaining weight and from all this stuff is going to help you be lighter so that when you go into space. See where I'm going here? Well, SpaceX has been building a giant rocket. They're going to be able to take passengers around the moon, and it's scheduled to announce who that first space tourist will be later on today. Now, the rocket, which they're calling the Big Falcon Rocket, is expected to be able to transport 150 tons of stuff into low Earth orbit, and the reusable rocket will be 348 feet tall, have 31 engines, and it's going to cost $10 billion to finish. Now, the announcement's a pretty big deal because only 24 people have been to the moon in history, and no one has visited since the last Apollo mission back in 1972. So if you need them to pick up anything that you might have left on the moon, just let them know. I don't know how much. I love that they don't say how much it costs for this person to go to the moon. Like, how much they ended up paying SpaceX in order to do this. My guess is when they make the announcement today, it's going to be somebody that's rich. Come on. Let a regular person go up into space. I want to go to the moon. Let's write a petition for that. But that's Coffee Talk for this morning.